inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is a
maybe a little wet and a little chilly overnight in the capital city this week, but it's no reason to set aside our usual greenhouse maintenance. And with us in line for this week's edition of Garden Talk is Master Gardener Ed Byarski. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Matt. Yeah, fairly low fire danger here.
Well, even with this cloud cover and, you know, kind of the rain that we've had over the last few days, greenhouses, they can probably still get pretty warm, can't they?
Oh, sure. And if all it takes is 15 minutes of sunshine, and temperature inside a greenhouse can jump to 90 degrees plus. And, of course, as you say, with the amount of rain we've had lately, and there's plenty more in the forecast, high moisture levels in the greenhouse can be a problem for some of our favorite plants, like tomatoes and cucumbers and other stuff we're growing.
So basically what we need to do is, what, open the vents?
Certainly keep the vents open, have ventilation, whether you have passive vents, that is just a high and a low vent, so the air just naturally flows through the greenhouse. Open the doors, or if some folks have recycled windows, keep them open. But yeah, definitely have, if there's fans and moving air inside the greenhouse, as well as moving it through and out of the greenhouse is very important. And watching your plants, you know, trying to keep soil surfaces drier. Don't spray water on the plants. I guess that's really the first thing. You know, just if you're watering, just water either the pots or the soil around the plants. And so if you can keep the plants themselves drier, that's a plus.
I think I remember you mentioning that in previous years, that, you know, if you start watering the plants, like the leaves and the stems, then that kind of precipitates mold and mildew and that sort of thing.
Oh, there's spores floating around, mold spores and fungus spores floating around at all times. And they're in the soil in your greenhouse, in my greenhouse, certainly. So if we splash, again, we're splashing spores up. And if the soil, if the leaf surfaces are moist and warm, perfect conditions for mold to grow. So, you know, and if we see that growing, if we see moldy leaves, or if we see even dead leaves, which are more susceptible to mold than, you know, nice, bright, green, healthy leaves, pinch them off, get them out of the greenhouse, do the sanitation, and keep it clean as much as possible. And I even grow, since I'm growing in beds in mine, I am growing through thin mulch films, plastic films, red for the tomatoes and, well, it's kind of green for the cucumbers. And that, too, helps keep the moisture down in the roots, near the roots where we want it, and not so much up around the leaves.
Now, I just spent the vacation in the deep south, and, you know, of course, they don't know what greenhouses are down there. There was one gardener that I visited that already has 5-foot-tall tomato plants in, you know, the hot 90-degree Georgia sun. A little bit different up here, right?
It is. And so we have to make our own artificial heat, usually. Tomatoes outdoors are not normally successful here. I mean, occasionally there's some hanging baskets that we can hang up near the house that get the reflected heat and warmth. That can work. But having the greenhouses really helps. And it hurts because, of course, it keeps that moisture there around them. So that's really critical. And pruning those, you talk about the 5-foot-tall tomato plants, well, they're probably indeterminate, the ones that just keep growing and growing and growing. Well, they need to be thinned, pruned, so there's one main stem and maybe a second stem that comes up. Because otherwise, there's all these little side branches that come off at every leaf. And that, too, essentially takes nutrients away from the plant and makes it just that much thicker in the greenhouse. So if we thin out so we have not so many plants or so much plant material in there, again, then we can have better ventilation and have less problems with the mold and mildew. So just pinching those off as they sprout at the leaf bases can keep our plant more open, and we are likely have more of our nutrients going into a few, well, hopefully a lot of tomatoes later.
Is that something that we should do just now, or something that we should be continuing to do throughout the season?
Oh, throughout the season, certainly. And again, this is something that on the seed packets or on the type of tomatoes, some are determinate plants. Those will just grow to a certain height and stop. So they may have just one main stem, but even those benefit by being pinched, pinching out some of those side shoots. But yeah, it's an ongoing process from the time we first plant them, you know, maybe a month ago, and right up into September, October, when we finally pinch off the top flowers and try to force the last ones to ripen, we hope.
Okay, Ed Bryarski, thanks a lot. We'll talk to you again next week.
All right, Matt.
Ed Bryarski, Master Gardener, joins us every Thursday morning for Garden Talk, a spring, summer, and early fall feature here on Morning Edition.
An inch by inch, row by row.
You're listening to KTOO Juneau. It's coming up on 8:01. Stay tuned for headlines coming out from NPR in just a few moments. Marketplace Morning Report and the next local and state news update coming up in just about 20 minutes.
Pulling weeds and picking stones, man is made of dreams and bones.